Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. I would like to start today's call with the Srila Prabhupada's quote, 26th June. Innocent men, women, they are kept in that factory simply for livelihood. A little work will provide his needs. Nature has given so much of facility. They grow little food anyway. The cows are there in the pasturing grounds. Take milk and live peacefully. Why you open factories? New Vrindavan, June 26, 1976. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Kitida Mataji to enlighten us on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Kanda chapter 1, 337, starting from 337 to 339. Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Mataji, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat. I now hand over the call to you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, Mataji. Yes.
So thank you all so much. Thank you for your kind and warm welcome. Thank you each and every one of you for joining us today on this Chaitanya Bhagavat session. Really, really grateful to each and every one of you. So without further ado, we can start our session. Let's offer our Mangalacharan prayers to Hari Guru Vaishnavas and then we'll begin. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथांवितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखांवितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय पंचतत्वातकं कृष्ण भक्त रूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम् वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभयेव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे गुरुवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः आनंदलीलामय विग्रहाय हेमाभदिव्य छविसुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते आजानुलम्बितभुजौ कनकावधातौ सङ्कीर्तनैकपितरौ कमलायताक्षौ विश्वम्भरौ द्विजवरौ युगधर्मपालौ वन्दे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ जयति जयति देवा कृष्णचैतन्यचन्द्रो जयति जयति कीर्तिस्तस्य नित्या पवित्रा जयति जयति भृत्यास्तस्य विश्वेश्वमूर्तेर्जयति जयति नित्यां तस्य सर्वप्रियाणाम् मुखं करोति वाचालुं भङ्गुं लङ्गायते गिरं यत्कृपः तमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्येश्वरम् Hare Krishna, dear devotees, thank you so much once again for your wonderful, kind association. Really grateful to each and every one of you for sharing your most valuable time in showing interest in hearing the words of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur in his most celebrated book, that is Chaitanya Bhagavat. So we are already in the Madhya Khanda, where Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing that how our Pandit Nimai is now Bhavuk Nimai to an extent that he sees everything in relationship to Krishna. And that is what he is teaching us also, that we should also see everything in relationship to Krishna. So to an extent that when Mahaprabhu came back from Gaya, after being initiated from Srila Ishwarapuri Pad, he was still continuing his daily dinacharya, means his daily routine. And he was requested by his teacher, Gangadas Pandit, that you should continue teaching your students as you were teaching before you went to Gaya. But before, when Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, he was teaching his students about the Sanskrit grammar. And he was very particular about grammatical rules. He was teaching the right grammar. But after coming back from Gaya, when Gangadas Pandit told Mahaprabhu that you should continue, then Mahaprabhu, because of those emotions that were overwhelming him, because of that, whatever he was teaching to his students was everything related to Krishna. Actually, that's the correct meaning. That's how we have to see. Even this jadagyan that we get in this material world, which is important for our so-called survival in this material world, should be taken up in relationship to Sri Krishna, should be offered to Krishna, should be understood in relationship to Krishna. And that's what Mahaprabhu was teaching. Mahaprabhu was telling that everything is Krishna. The example is being given that when students were taught about dhatu, so in Sanskrit, dhatu means the root word. So to understand any Sanskrit words, because in Sanskrit, one word may have multiple meanings, right? So we have to understand from the dhatu from that word is coming. So to understand dhatu means to understand the grammatical rules. So we have to understand the grammatical rules in order to understand Sanskrit language. And what to talk about Sanskrit language? Any language you take up, you should know the grammatical rules. Only then we will be able to frame proper sentence in that language. Only then we'll be able to understand that language. So when Mahaprabhu was teaching about this dhatu, he was teaching about the grammatical rules. But after coming back from Gaya, because he was seeing everything in relationship to Krishna, so when he was explaining the word dhatu, he was referring to the soul, the consciousness that is there in the heart of every living entity. And he was saying that how important it is to understand dhatu, where he was referring this dhatu not about the Sanskrit grammar, but he was referring dhatu about the soul that is residing in the heart of every living entity. And he said if dhatu is not understood, when the dhatu leaves the material body is of no use. So everything he was taking up into the consideration of soul, super soul, and ultimately to Krishna. Students were perplexed, they were bewildered, they were not able to understand that what happened to our Nimaya, what happened to our teacher who was teaching so nicely, but now he's taking everything in relationship to Krishna. But that's how Mahaprabhu is teaching all of us also, that yes, whatever I'm teaching now is actually the correct understanding. And later we saw that all these teachings that Mahaprabhu taught to his students was actually compiled by Srila Jiva Goswami in his Harinamamrita Vyakrana, where the entire Vyakrana of Sanskrit grammar is understood in relationship to Lord Shri Krishna. And that's what Mahaprabhu is teaching us also. Yo mam pashyati sarvatra sarvam yachamai pashyati. That one who sees, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, tasyaham na pranishyami sacha name pranashyati. For them I have never lost and he is never lost to me. So we have to see ultimately everything in relationship to Lord Shri Krishna. That whatever is happening because of the sweet supreme will of Lord Shri Krishna. Even in the Rai Ramananda Samvad, which is also one of the very important section of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So there are few important sections. We have all gone through that entire Chaitanya Charitamrita. And those who have not, actually there are few sections. First is Rup Siksha that Mahaprabhu gave the instructions to Srila Rupa Goswami at Dashavamedh Ghat in Prayag for continuous 10 days. Then comes the Sanatan Shiksha, where Mahaprabhu gives the entire knowledge of devotional service to Sanatan Goswami in Varanasi at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapan Mishra. And for entire 2 months, Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatan Goswami. Then comes the third one is actually this Rai Ramananda Samvad, the conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rai Ramananda, where Mahaprabhu was putting question and Ramananda Rai was answering. And there also, Rai Ramananda, when he was answering the questions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and later when he was answering and he came to the highest point, that how the love of gopis is the highest, and among the gopis the highest is our Srimati Radharani, who is the crest jewel among the all gopis. At that time Rai Ramananda, he saw Mahaprabhu, and as soon as he saw, he said, "Pahile dekhilo tumhara sanyasi swaro, eva tuma dekhi muni sham goparu." But now, before, when I was talking to you, I was seeing your sannyasi vesh. I was seeing you as a sannyasi. But now when I'm seeing you as Shamasundar. I'm seeing your form as Shamasundar, as a cowherd boy. And at that time, Mahaprabhu said, actually, sthavara jangama dekhe, na dekhe tara murti, sarvatra hai nija ishta deva spurati. So Mahaprabhu said, no, it is because of you only. You are seeing Krishna in me because that's what the nature of a Mahabhagavad devotee is. Because thavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tara murti, that whatever an advanced devotee, the Mahabhagavad devotee sees, anything that is mobile, anything that is immobile, anything that is animate, anything that is inanimate, he does not exactly see the form of that object, then what does it see? Sarvatra hai nija ishta deva spurati. He just sees, rather everything, whatever he sees, immediately he sees as the manifestation of his Supreme Lord, his ishta deva spurati. That's what he sees. And therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that you are seeing Krishna in me, it's because you are such a Mahabhagavad devotee that you don't see anything in relation to the exact form, the external form, but you see everything in relationship to Lord Shri Krishna. So this way Mahaprabhu was teaching his students and teaching all of us also, that we should also see everything in relationship to Krishna. And finally, Mahaprabhu gave few instructions to his students. And I'll share my screen and we all can see so that we know where are we. So today is verse number 337, but let's go to verse 335 just to recap. So what he's saying, E mata pavitra pujaya Krishna shakti hena Krishna bhai sava kare drida bhakti. So this is the instructions that he was giving to his students, that, oh brothers, please render unflinching devotional service to Krishna, whose energy is most pure and worshipable. Bala Krishna bhaja Krishna suna Krishna nama ahar nishashi Krishna charana kara dhyana. So these are the instructions he's giving to his students, and he's saying, Bala Krishna, always says Krishna's name. Bhaja Krishna, always worship Krishna. Suna Krishna nam, and always try to hear the name of Sri Krishna. Aharnisha. Aharnisha means day and night. Day and night, Sri Krishna ka charana kara dhyan. Just meditate on the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. And this is what Mahaprabhu himself was also doing. Aharnisha shravane shune Krishna nama vadane bolai Krishna chandra aviram. That's what Vrindavan Das Thakur writes, that when he heard the names of Krishna both day and night, Aharnisha Shravana Shune, he is just hearing the day and night, Aharnisha, day and night he is hearing Sri Krishna's name, and he is constantly chanting also the names of Lord Sri Krishna. And therefore he is advising his students also that you also follow the same thing. Bola Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Shuna Krishna Nam. Aharnisha Sri Krishna Charana Kara Dhyan. So we have already covered this beautiful verse, and now we'll come up today's verse, that is verse number 337. So after instructing his students about chanting Krishna's name, now Mahaprabhu is saying, Jahara Charane Dhruva Jale Dila Matra Kabu nahi ya mere se adhikara patra. If you remember Krishna's lotus feet, follow Krishna, bhaja Krishna, yahara charane, and anyone who offers what? Durva grass and jala and the water at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Jahara charane durva jala. Dile matra. Matra means just these two things. Offering durva grass and offering the water at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Kabu nahi, never ever. Yamera se adhikara patra means he never is subjected to the punishment that is being given to Yamaraj. So this is the verse that Mahaprabhu is telling all his students, that anyone who offers a little water or a durva grass at the feet of the Lord is never subject to the punishment of Yamaraj. So we'll go a little detail in this. And let's see what Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur has to say. So the purport is by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, Verse Number 19, Srila Sukadev Goswami explains to Maharaj Parikshit as follows. Sakrin manah Krishna Padaravindaryo Nevishitam tad guna ragi hirya Nate yamam pashabhritascha tadbhatan Swapne pipashyanti hi chirna nishkritaha. So this is also very, very famous verse that is quoted by Srila Sukadev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj, where he wants to tell the glories of the holy name. And he's saying, Sakrin Manha. Sakrin means once. Like we have the important verse also in Ramayana, where Lord Rama says, Sakrideva prapannaya stavasmiti yachate abhayam sarvada sasmai tasmai dadami etat vratam mama. where Lord Ram says that anyone who bow down to me, Sakrit, once if somebody bows down to me, then and says that I am yours, Tavasmi iti yachate, and they say, O Krishna, O Lord Ram, I am yours, then Abhayam sarvadatasme, then I give him fearlessness, and Dadami etad vratam mama, and that is means that that is my vow. Lord Rama says, Dadami etad vratam mama, that is my vrata, that is my vow, that whosoever comes to me and once and says that I am yours, I just award him fearlessness. So here also he's saying, Sakrit manha Krishna padaravindur. If one surrenders one's mind, manha, Sakrit, once, to whom? To Krishna's lotus feet. Niveshitam tad guna ragi ihar yair iha. Niveshitam means he completely surrenders unto the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. And guna ragi. Rag means he develops that attachment. Attachment to what? Guna. Attachment to the qualities, to the form, to the name, to the paraphernalia of the Supreme Lord. Iha. Iha means in this world. In this world, being in this world, if somebody once gives one's mind onto the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna and completely surrenders unto the lotus feet of Krishna and develops that attachment, develops that rag in qualities, in name, in form, in paraphernalia of the Supreme Lord, then what happens? Nate yamam pashabhrityas. They will never be come under the pash. Pash means that the bonds, the bondage, the ropes that the Yamadutas carry when they have to take the evil people to the Yamaraj, to the abode of Yamaraj, how they take it? They take it through Pash. They bind that soul with the ropes and they take it. But those who have surrendered unto the lotus feet, Nate Yamam, they will never be under the Yampash. Yampash means they will never be under the ropes of the Yamadutas. Natad Bhatan. Bhatan means those who are carrying the orders of Yamaraj, means the Yamadutas. So they will never be carried by the Yamadutas. Swapne bhi pashyanti na chirna niskritaha. Not even in their dreams they will ever be able to see Yamaraj or the order carriers of Yamaraj or the Yamadutas. Not even in the dreams. Forget about in real life. Even in dreams also, they will have no charcha. They will have no conversation with the Yamadutas. They will be freed from everything. So this is what, you know, Sukhdev Goswami is trying to explain to Maharaj Parikshit, the glories of the holy name. And here the verse itself says that anyone who offers a little water or a durva grass at the feet of the Lord is never subject to the punishment of Yamaraj. So we will stop. I'll stop the screen share here. Now I would like to open up the forum for a conversation so that it's not a one-way, but it's a two-way discussion. So that I know you are also involved and I'm also not speaking just to the four walls. That have you all heard about such glories of the holy name? And if yes, then what all glories that you have heard in the, like in regard to the holy name, what holy name can do? Anybody wants to say something? You can raise your hands, you can unmute. Yes, Paneshwari Mataji.
I was just thinking of Ajamila and how it can save you from the depths of the worst kind of hell.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, have you heard any glories of holy name where the verses or the translations or anything that you remember that holy name can do? Like we just saw that one of the examples is that Sakriteva Prapanyos, that even once if somebody comes and tells Krishna that I am yours, Krishna will give regard, will give all the fearlessness. So any glories of holy name that you have heard?
Let me think.
Draupadi Maharani.
Yeah, these examples are very good that you are telling about Draupadi, you are telling about Ajamil. Yes, Sukara Prabhu. Sukhakar Krishna Prabhu. Prabhu, you are on mute.
Hare Krishna, about the holy name, what I can see is Sukadeva Goswami was explaining to Parikshit Maharaja that Krishna's name chanted even once, Krishna will not leave them, but it should be totally, completely that it should be, even if you chant once the name of Krishna, then he can liberate you. But that should be very totally good. selflessly.
No, the thing is that, yes, Krishna said that once you chant the holy name, you will be liberated. Right? This is the thing. There is no rules to it. But it says once who chant the holy name of Krishna will be liberated. Yes, very good, Prabhu.
But we are chanting every day. But
yeah, I'll come to it. I will come. Yeah. That's what I want to try to explain. Yes, Anita Mataji, you want to say something?
Hare Krishna Mataji. So, in Narasimha Purana, it says about the glories of the holy name. The devotion which we have to Supreme Lord will come only when we chant in the holy names of the Lord. When it is chanted in the hell and the residents of hell who chant the holy name also will proceed to the abode of the Lord.
Very good. So,
yeah, that's what I heard. And even in, if you take in Bhagavatam, in Canto 6, even that one who desires freedom from this material world, should take the process of chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you, Mataji. Thank you. So we have heard a lot of glories about holy name. So I'll come. I really want to bring up this point that how now here in the verse also he's saying that anyone who offers a little water to Durva grass at the feet of the Lord is never subject to the punishment of Yamaraj. And also, like Sukhakar Krishna Prabhu said, that once if somebody chants Krishna's name, is actually liberated. And also, I don't know if you have heard another glory of the holy name. It has been mentioned that simply by chanting the holy name of Hari, a sinful man can counteract the reactions of more sins than he is able to commit.
Yes.
This is also in Brihad Vishnu Puran. This is also there. And so many, like even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's been mentioned that all our sins are vanquished even if once we chant Krishna's name. So we have to understand that do we
Mataji,
have... Yes, Prabhu.
We can say that Nama Sankirtan Magya Sarva Papa Pranashanam.
Very good.
That Samana Dukkha Samnam Tamame Harim Param. Last sloka of the Bhagavata.
Last sloka of Bhagavata, that if somebody engages in Nam Sankirtan, the Dukh never comes. It goes away. But still, aren't we feeling all those problems in our life? That Dukkha and do we think that, okay, Sukhakar Krishna Prabhu, you just says Hare Krishna, right? You say Hare Krishna. So are you liberated?
Hare Krishna.
He said, he's still here. We can see him. So this is what actually I want to bring up this point. And the credit to this entire class, I would like to give it to His Grace, Hari Parshad Prabhu. I recently attended his class and I thought it was benefit for me. And because the topic also came such, so I just want to repeat his words. And I want everybody should get benefit. Everybody should try to understand. So whether Sukhakar Krishna Prabhu, because he chanted Hare Krishna, is he liberated or is he not? Because we still see him right in front of us. He's on video. We can see him, that he is still there. Then is the words of Shastras going wrong somewhere? Or what's happening? So we have to understand that.
Okay. Mataji, is it because that we are not totally without kaam, krodh, moh, krodh, madh, madh. So we are still having somewhere, we are not clean. Our mind, our intelligence, everything is...
Yeah, your point is okay, but let me come to it. I'll want to share okay. from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Okay, okay.
This is Canto 6, Chapter 2, Verse number 7, where he says, Aham hi krita nishvesho janma koti amsham api yad vyak jaraha vivaso nama swasti ayam hari. That Ajamil, he atoned all his sinful reactions. He chanted the name of Narayan, we all know. So this is the verse that I was talking, where he says, Namno hi yavati shakti papa niharane hari tavat kartum na shaknoti patakam pataki naraha. That simply by chanting one holy name of Hari, it's not saying whether it should be a namabhas, it is a shuddha nam, it should be without any offenses, or it should be without any kama krodha lobamo. Nowhere it says. It says simply by chanting one holy name of Hari, a sinful man can counteract the reactions of more sins than he is able to commit. Such a big statement. Right? And this is also there. Now, this also is there, which is also quoted by Srila Jiva Goswami, but it is also there in Skanda Puran. Sakrit uccharitam yena. Sakrit, again it comes. Sakrit means once. Once uccharitena. If somebody chants the holy name. Harir. What holy name? Hari. The name of Hari. And Hari is made up of two akshar. Iti akshara dvayam. It is made up of two words, ha and ri. Battha parikarastena moksha gamamampati. That means if one somebody who chants the holy name, which consists of two syllables, ha, ri, one guarantees his path to liberation. So all these verses are there in our scriptures where they say that you have to practice. But what is the hidden thing behind it? What is the confidential reason behind it? That we will see now. So we all know the 10 offenses of holy name. I hope you all know the 10 offenses of holy name. And one of the 10 offenses, can anyone tell me what is the sixth offense? What is the sixth offense, if you all remember? Actually, that's my suggestion, not my suggestion, but my Gurudev's suggestion, that all the initiated devotees should have on tips the entire namabhads, means the all the 10 offenses should be on their tips. So anyone wants to say what is the sixth offense?
To give some interpretations to the holy name of the Lord.
Yeah, fifth offense. Yeah, you are right. So this is to give in some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. This is the fifth offense. And the sixth offense is to consider the glories of Hare Krishna to be imagination or exaggeration. Right? So this is the fifth and the sixth. So in Sanskrit, if we see, the fifth offense that Anita Mataji said is to give some mundane interpretations on the holy name of the Lord, or to exaggerate, to think that the glories of holy name is exaggeration, is known as Arthavad. What is known as Arthavad? So this is the Sanskrit, because there are Sanskrit, like the first verse, is that Satam Ninda, to blaspheme the devotee. Then we have about Shastra, Shuti Shastra Ninda. Then we have Gurur Avagya. Then we have various, like there are Sanskrit, terms for all these offenses. So similarly, the fifth offense, the Sanskrit is Arthavad. Now, what is this Arthavad? That we have to understand. So Arthavad means, in a simple language, is exaggeration. Don't think that holy name is exaggerating anything. Or if there is any glories of holy name, then there is some kind of exaggeration. That is known as Arthavad. So we have to avoid such arthavad in our practice of holy name. There is no arthavad. If we think that this process is mentioned, but it is not working for me, then we are falling under the trap of arthavad. That means we are thinking that the glories of holy name is just given is an exaggeration. So this becomes a namaprad. Okay, so we have to understand that this arthavad is not there in the holy name. Now, we have to understand then why this so-called process is not working for us, right? Is there any arthavad in holy name? Well, that is not there. We have to come to the point that arthavad is not there in the holy name. All the glories that is being mentioned for the holy name is to the point, is apt, is right, is correct to its full extent. Now, I hope you are able to see the screen. I'll take up this verse. Sakrit uccharitam yena harir iti aksharam duem baddha parikarastena mokshaya gamamam prati. Where one of the glory of holy name, it says that by once chanting the holy name of the Lord, which consists of two syllables, ha, ri, one guarantees his path to liberation. So here comes an example. Suppose all examples are also by Haripashat Prabhu, okay? So I give full credit to him. This class is not mine. I'm simply repeating like a parrot his words. So, like suppose I today decide that I am going to India, okay? And I decide that I'll walk to India, right? I am deciding that from today I will walk. Okay, India is not feasible because we have so much of an ocean. Okay, if I decide that from today, from this North Carolina, I will walk to Atlanta. Okay, this is what I told to some people, that I have decided to walk to Atlanta. And this is what the word baddha parikaras. Baddha parikaras means gaath bandh lena, right? If somebody knows Hindi, to tie a knot. Like for your uttariya, when you put it on your waist and you tie a knot, that means you are all ready, ready, set, go. That kind of, right? So if I've decided that from North Carolina, I will walk to Atlanta, and I started walking, right? Now somebody comes to that person, one of the family I told that from today, I'm going to Atlanta, but I'm not taking any mode of conveyance, but I will be walking. And I started walking. And somebody came, another family came to this family and said, and asked about me, that where am I? Now, what this family will say? What this family will say? That I have gone to Atlanta, right? Because they know that I am going to Atlanta. So this family will simply say that I have gone to Atlanta. But have I really gone to Atlanta? No. Maybe I'll be few steps away, or maybe few roads away, few streets away, because I'm walking. I'm sorry, I have to mute everybody because this is a very important point that we have to focus on. Okay, so it says that, yeah, so the family will say what the family will say, that she has gone to Atlanta. Now, have I really gone to Atlanta? No. I'm being here, maybe a few streets away, maybe I've crossed a city, but I've yet not reached Atlanta. But the family who was inquiring got the answer that I have gone to Atlanta. So they are also right, because I told them that I'll be walking to Atlanta. They are also right. And the family who is inquiring got the right message also, that I have gone to Atlanta. But the difference is that, have I really gone to Atlanta? Have I reached Atlanta? No, I may be a few steps away, few streets away. This is what we have to understand is when Krishna says some glories of holy name. So here also, when Padma Puran, sorry, Skanda Puran mentions, and Jiva Goswami also mentioned in his Sandarbhas, that Sakrit Uccharitam Yena Harir Iti Aksharam Duyam. If somebody has chanted the syllable Hari, Baddha Parikrastena, he guarantees his path, Moksha Gamamam Prati, that he is liberated. So he is liberated, yes, but he is on the path of liberation. He is not completely liberated yet, but he is on the right path. He is on the right goal. He is on the path of liberation, and that is being guaranteed. That is guaranteed that he will be liberated. Not in this, maybe few years ahead, or maybe few lifetimes ahead, but the path is sure shot. The path is guaranteed. So this is what we have to understand. When such glories of holy name we come across, we should never ever think that this is simply an exaggeration. Then we will be the culprit of falling under this arthavad, where we will be thinking that the glories of holy name is just mere exaggeration and it will become a namaprad. What we have to think is that this process is right. The glories of holy name is right and it will work not today, not tomorrow, maybe few years later, maybe few lifetimes later. But the process will definitely work. So whenever we come across such things in our life, whenever we come across to any of such glorification of the holy name, we have to understand that the process is going to work at any point of time. Process will work. There is no doubt about it. That samshaya, that doubt should not be there in our heart whenever we hear the glories of the holy name. So I'll again share what Vrindavan Das Thakur was saying here also, that anyone who offers a little water or a durva grass at the feet of the Lord is never subjected to the punishment of Yamaraj. He will not have conversation with Yamadutas. It is right. It is right, and we have to understand that it will be followed. If somebody offers this, if somebody's mind, Sakrit Manha Krishna Padaravindar, if even one surrenders one mind and surrenders one, not only mind, but body and words onto Lord Shri Krishna, then he swapne hi pashyanti, even in dreams also, that living entity will not see the Yamadutas. So this is the point that I want to bring, that sometimes when we hear such glorification of holy name, we always try to judge. We come into the category of a judgmental perception where we want to judge, oh, whether it is right, it's or it's just an exaggeration. No, this is not Arthavad. This is not Arthavad. Okay. In holy name, in the glories of holy name, there is no word such as called Arthavad. If we are doing it, that means we are following Namaprad, or we are doing Namaprad. And if we do Namaprad, then there is no rectification at all. So this is the words that I want to bring this point. That don't ever think that so-called things are lofty words in the scriptures. No. Even in scriptures, we see there are some Phalashrutis. We read some pastimes and you get some Phalashruti. Never think that this is just going in vain. No, then we are doing Shruti Shastra Ninda. Then we are blaspheming the Shruti and Shastras by saying, when Shruti Shastras say, you know, we have gone through so many stories from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and even in Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Vrindavan Das Thakur says that one who hears this pastime, such and such thing will happen. So it will happen. Okay, we should never think that such phalashrutis that is being given, they go in vain. No, they never. Okay, so this is what the point that I want to bring in, where it says, where Mahaprabhu himself is saying that anyone who offers little water or durva grass at the feet of the Lord is never subject to the punishment of Yamaraj, or Sukadev Goswami when he says, Sakrin Manha Krishna Padaravindyo Nate Yamam Pashabrita Sapnehi Pashyanti Hi Chirna Niskrita. In dream also, that person will not see the face of Yamadutas. So this is the point that I want to focus, because this is what I learned and this has also helped me. So I thought we can help others also. Text 338. Agha bhaka puta nare ye kaila mochana bhaje bhaje se nanda nandana charana. So again now, our dear Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that worship the lotus feet of Nanda Nandana Charana. Nanda Nandana Charana means the lotus feet of Nanda Nandana, that is our Krishna. Bhaje bhaje, please worship, keep on worshipping. Who delivered? Agha, Baka and Putana. Who can deliver even Aghasur, Bakasur and Putana? So in this also, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, see in the few first sentences, he writes that the deliverance of Aghasur, we all know. I'm not going into the pastimes of Agha, Baka and Putana, because we all know these pastimes. We have all heard it so many times. But the reference is being given. We can go ahead and read it on our own. Where? But he mentions that Krishna is the cause of all causes. Ishvara Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna is the cause of all causes. The causes and effects of the material world, both higher and lower, are all created by the Supreme Lord, who is the Supreme Controller. When Krishna appeared as the son of Nand Maharaj and Yashoda, he did so by his causeless mercy. So Krishna is the cause of all causes, that we have to understand. So we know that anything that happens has three causes. One is the immediate cause, where we ourselves are the immediate cause. If I do something wrong, then definitely I'm entitled to get certain kind of punishment. So immediate cause, yes, I am. Or if I do something good, I am the immediate cause. But am I the real cause? No. Because above that immediate cause comes the instrumental cause, that somebody instigated, somebody triggered, right? And that, because of that, I did this, whether good or bad. Somebody becomes the instrumental cause of me performing a certain action. Where I am the immediate cause, but there is an instrumental cause behind it. But above that instrumental cause is the ultimate cause. Who provoked that person to provoke me is Krishna. Krishna becomes the medium. Krishna is doing something to me, but he makes somebody as the medium to provoke me to do something good or bad. So ultimate cause is Krishna. That's how we have to understand. That's how we have to see. Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam hi mai pashyati. Seeing everything in relationship to Krishna. That instrumental cause is also Krishna. That immediate cause is also Krishna. And the ultimate cause is also Krishna. If we see that I am doing something, I am the cause, I am the main doer, then ahankara vimodatma kartaham iti manyate. It's because of my false ego that I think that I am doing something. I am not. But somebody is provoking me, somebody inspiring me if I'm doing something good. And that somebody also I see is in relationship to Krishna. That instrumental cause also I'll think that it is Krishna. That is what means when Krishna says, Yo mam pashyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mai pashyati. That you have to see everything in relationship to Krishna. Coming back to our verse. So this is what he says, that Krishna is the cause of all causes. All the cause and effects of this world, whether they are higher or lower, they are all created by the Supreme Lord because he is the original controller, he is the original master, and he is the original proprietor. So later he discussed about Agasur, Bakasur, and he also discussed about Putana. But the last part of the purport is very important, where he confirms in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, because the question comes that how come Aghasur, Bakasur, Bhutana, they were so evil-minded that they want to kill Krishna, or they want to kill Krishna's friends, they want to destroy the entire Vraj Bhumi. So they were going all against Krishna, but still Krishna granted them liberation. So in this regard, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he quotes the from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Parabhavam felina vaktaram cha bandham cha bhitim cha mrittim cha kritva pavarga datapi shikhande maule tvam sastra banam aparvaga dosi. So what he is saying is that you, O Krishna, because your name is Mukunda, who gives liberation, who gives mukti dadati, who gives mukti, is known as Mukunda. So you are the one who give liberation even to those who have come to destroy you or kill you. You are the one who are giving liberation even to them. Because we see that even Putana, she got the position of a dhatri, as a nurse in the spiritual world. Aghasur, Bakasur, they all got sayujya mukti, right? So he's saying, where Rupa Goswami is saying that this is the quality of a Mukunda. Why he is known as Mukunda? Because he liberates. He puts one to a situation from pavarga to apavarga. Right? He's saying, pavarga dadapi shikhande maule. Shikhande maule means your head who is decorated by a peacock feather. You award the pavargas. Now, what is this pavarga? We have to understand this also. In Hindi Varnamala, right? There are certain alphabets, but they are being categorized in a certain term. That is kavarga, then comes chavarga, then comes tavarga, then comes pavarga, then comes tavarga. Right, this way the whole Hindi Varnamala is being divided. Like Kavarga is Kha Kha Gha Gha Gha, then Chavarga is Cha Cha Jha Jha Gya, then Tavarga is Ta Tha Da Dha Da, then Tavarga is Ta Tha Da Dha Na. Similarly, it comes Pavarga, which is Pa Pha Bha Ma Ma. So Pa means Parishram. Or also, as per Srila Rupa Goswami, he mentions in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he mentions that pa also means defeat. Okay, so this is from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This is being given here, but I am referring to proper Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Sanskrit version, where it says, parabhavam phelina vaktaram cha bandhim cha bhitim cha mritim cha kritva pavarga dadapi. So he gives pavarga. Okay, Krishna gives pavarga. And what is that pavarga? Where pa refers to defeat. Right? And pa refers to foaming, the pena, the foaming of a mouth. Ba refers to bondage. Right? See, it says parabhavam, then phenilila, then bandham, and then again it comes to what? Bha and ba means bondage, and bha means fear, and finally bhitim, that is fear, and mrityam, ma refers to death. So pa, fa, ba, bha, ma. So pa refers to either extra endeavor, the parishram you can say, or the defeat. Then pa refers to the foaming of the mouth, that people of this world, the materialistic world, the materialistic people, they work till the mouth get foamed. It means day and night, like donkeys, they are working. For what? To get some flickering happiness of this world. But they are devoting their entire time into so-called work. But they are not able to understand the importance of devotional service in their life. So here, pha refers to the foaming of the mouth, means extra endeavor they want to put to get some so-called happiness of this world. Then ba means bondage, and because of which they are always in bondage. They are always in some bandha. They are in bandha of what? They are bandha in their children, the bandha in their property, the bondage of wife, the bondage of spouse, the bondage of car, the bondage of possessions, their bank balance. They are always into so-called bandha. And then bha means bhaya. That means fear. Then they have fear of losing. The biggest fear that person has is the fear of losing either one's life or one's relatives, one's friends, one's spouse, one's possessions, one's bank balance. That is the fear in which everybody is living. That's why in this country there is so much growth in insurance companies are growing, they are flourishing. Why? Because everybody is in bhaya. Everybody is in this fear of losing, and so the insurance companies are flourishing. We see health insurance or auto insurance, and there are so many insurance, you name it, home insurance, so much is so, because there is a bhaya of losing something, that fear of losing something. And then comes death. Finally, mrityam, finally is the death. So Krishna, through his external energy, through his Maya Shakti, put all the jivas into all these pavargas. He was only one who is giving this pavarga. But he is the only one who takes away all these pavargas and gives liberation and gives a pavarga. Right? A pavarga or liberation as well is also granted by Lord Shri Krishna. And that's why it is said that Krishna is not partial. Krishna gives liberation even to those who have come to him, who have come in contact to him, even though if they are having the malicious intentions, but still just coming close to Krishna, just coming close to Vrajavasis, just coming to Krishna's dham, Krishna will see only the positive and will reward accordingly. Krishna will not see the negative. Krishna will see just the positive. The classic example is of Putana. Krishna didn't see the malicious intention that witch was carrying in her heart. Krishna just saw the positive, that she wants to feed me. She wants to breastfeed me. She is like my mother, who is coming like a mother, though her intentions may be whatever. But Krishna just sees the good in others. And therefore, Rupa Goswami says that he awards liberation. He puts us into pavarga situation, but he is the one who always uplifts us and keeps us into a pavarga stage. A pavarga means stage that is beyond these pavarga. Because these things, like defeat, parishram, foaming of the mouth, or bondage, or fear, or death, these are all characteristics of material world that is there in this material world. But if Krishna takes away from us, takes us away from this material world, and therefore it is said that he grants apavarga, means something where all these five things doesn't happen. That place which where miseries doesn't happen, which is Vaikuntha. So he gives liberation. Last verse of today, and then we'll stop. पुत्र बुद्धि छाड़ी अजामिला से स्मराणे चलीला वैकुंठ भजे सकृष्ण चराणे. सो नाउ एज फणीश्वरी माताजी वॉज कोटिंग अबाउट अजामिल, सो हियर ऑल्सो अवर चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज ऑल्सो नॉट लीविंग दिस स्टोन टू बी अनटर्न्ड. And he is saying that by remembering the holy name was not that of his son, Ajamil attained Vaikuntha. So worship the lotus feet of Krishna who is so merciful. Although the most sinful Ajamil uttered the name Narayana. So we all know this pastime that he uttered the name Narayana and he was not referring, his intention was not to utter the name of Narayana of Vaikuntha, but he was simply calling out his son. But still he remembered that sound vibration, which is non-different from Narayana himself. He immediately attained liberation due to the influence of Namabhas, resulting from remembering Krishna. So this is again very important point, that how we have to chant. As Sukhakar Krishna Prabhu was putting up this point that yes, the glories of holy name is so much, but we have been chanting decades after decades, but still we don't see ourselves to be situated on that platform where we say that, okay, now I am on the level of Shuddhanam. We are still struggling between Namaprad and Namabhas. Mostly Namaprad, but sometimes Namabhas. But this is the point that we have to understand, that how and why the scriptures is telling about this process. And the process is that it's not about how much we chant. It's not about how much we chant, but it's all about how we chant. Right? So the point is, that if Jiva Goswami actually describes that there are two types of naam we take. One is Kevala Tvena and another is Sneha Samyukta Tatvena. So Kevala Tvena is that when we are simply chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. We are simply trying to cover up the prescribed numbers that we have to chant. That is known as Kevalatvena, which is good, which is better than those who are not chanting at all. It is always good to chant Krishna's holy name. But another is Sneha Samyukta, that with love, with I-ness and my-ness with Krishna, that, O Krishna, Tavasmi, you are mine and I am yours. This with the feeling that, O Krishna, I have no one except you. You are mine and I am yours. When we chant with that sneha, with that love for Krishna, then Krishna comes and intervenes. Just like the case of Ajamil that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoting about Ajamil. Now you think, all of you, please think that what was the type of chanting that Ajamil was doing when he was chanting the name of Narayana? Was it Kevalatvena? Or was it Sneha Samyukta? I want you to answer, any one of you. How was the chanting? Yes, Sukhakar Krishna Prabhu.
Sneha. I think
it was Sneha Samyukta. He was calling his son, not yeah. Krishna, but he was calling his son with Sneha.
Yes.
Fear. Please save me, like that he cried.
Very good. Thank you, Prabhuji. So his chanting was Sneha Samyukta. Right? Though he was chanting the name of his son, though he was chanting, he was thinking of his son, but because the name itself is so potent that the name itself was Narayana. So he was chanting with Sneha Samyukta. So therefore, immediately Vishnu Dutas came. Why for us nobody has come right now? Is because our chanting is not with Sneha Samyukta. So we have to bring our chanting to Sneha Samyukta, not only to Kevalatvena. Kevalatvena is just, okay, I'm chanting. But that love should be developed for chanting. And how we do get that love? Because this love is a contagious love. Like, for example, we have all gone through that pandemic where COVID-19 was there. And it is being said that if we come in contact with the person who is having COVID-19, we will immediately develop it. Right? So don't come in contact with the person who is having COVID-19 if you don't want COVID-19. If you don't want that virus, don't come. But if we want that virus of Sneha Samyukta, where we chant the holy name with so much of love, then we have to come in the contact of a person who is having that sadhu, who is having that Sneha Samyukta towards holy name. Because this process is a process of contagiousness. It's a contagious process. So when we come across with that sadhu, then naturally we will also develop that sneha samyukta. Otherwise, it will be just kevalatvena, kevalatvena. We will simply be chanting without any love, without having any kind of feeling towards that holy name. So when we come into the contact with that sadhu, that contagiousness of sneha, that love gets rub on us also. Like, I know, like, we all have read certain amount of science, especially that magnetic thing. Even if we are not from the science background, but till 7th and 8th, we all must have read about this basic science thing, is that when the piece of iron is under that magnetic arena, you can say, then even that iron gets magnetized. Or Prabhupada's famous example, that when the red hot iron is kept in the arena of fire, then even that iron later on will become so red hot that it will also act as a fire. Right? Fire burns, iron doesn't burn. But the same iron is, if put into fire, the same iron will become so red hot that it will be no more iron, it will be like a fire. It will immediately burn. So this is what it is, that when we come into contact, we should always try to seek the association of those devotees who chant with so much of affection, who chant with so much of emotion, and then we will be able to chant. And this happens. This happens. I give a very live example of my own self. In a year back, I was in Atlanta, and my desire was to meet His Holiness Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. And I was in the Atlanta temple, and I was standing behind Prabhupada, and actually it's the entire temple is such that on one side there are deities and on other side is Prabhupada. So the entire hall is there between Prabhupada and the deities. So Maharaj came through the door where the deities were there, and I was standing just near Prabhupada. And the announcement was made that Maharaj, because he's on wheelchair, so with his associates, with his intimate associates, with his disciples, he was there, and he was supposed to just bow down to the deities, and then he was supposed to give class. So this was there, and Maharaj came, and he paid his obeisances to the deities. But later, it was being told that Maharaj will also come to Srila Prabhupada. So they were trying to make a way where the wheelchair can go, and so Maharaj can go and pay obeisance to Prabhupada. And they told us not to move, but just make a way for Maharaj to come. And I was standing just there. Believe me or not, my whole body was shivering. I have never been so close to Maharaj ever in my life, ever, ever in my life. I have seen him, I have heard his lectures, but I have never come so close to Maharaj where Maharaj's wheelchair was there and I was just standing next to it. And to my own bewilderment, immediately my tongue was vibrating Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Consciously, I was not chanting. Consciously, I was not chanting at that time, because I was just visualizing and just seeing, introspecting the things, because Maharaj was coming, he was paying obeisances, the disciples were there, and I was just standing there and seeing, just seeing whatever is happening. But the moment Maharaj came and I was just next to Maharaj, I don't know what happened. And later I realized that my tongue was vibrating and I was chanting Krishna. I was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this is what happened. Darshan matre, only with the darshan matre only, you get that develop that feeling of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is the category of Uttama Bhakta that even Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, that an Uttam Adhikari is one whom by seeing that person, you feel like chanting. You get inspired to chant. So with that note, I will conclude here. It was a wonderful experience there in Atlanta Temple, though it was for a very short while, but I can never forget my lifetime this wonderful experience. But thank you all so much for being present there. And this is what I could understand from these three verses. So I tried to share, but I might have committed, not might, but I must have committed a lot of mistakes. But you as Sargrahi Vaishnavas, please try to take the essence, because I was trying to repeat the words of His Grace Hariparshad Prabhu, what I learned from Him. So I was trying to share that. So if you find anything that is meaningful, please accept it. And whatever the fault you see, please forgive me, because again, I'm also a struggling sadhaka, still struggling with Nama Parag. So I don't know what is Shuddhanam. It's just like for me, for a dwarf catching the moon, definitely for a dwarf, it's impossible to catch the moon. And me talking about Shuddhanam, me talking about Sneha Samyukta is all on a very, very superficial level, because I'm definitely not on that level. Still struggling for Nama Prad, not even come to the stage of Nama Bhas. So, but was just trying to share what I learned so that you all may get benefit of it. And probably his classes will be on YouTube soon, so you can hear it firsthand instead of hearing via me. So I'll stop here. Thank you all so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Shri Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, wonderful class, Mataji. So nice. Your sincerity, you told, you heard and told. So you are very open. And this Pavarga was fantastic. The takeaways. Pafa, Babhama. It is really good. And the Putana one, I want to just kind of add one point, Mataji. Putana was Prabhupada's.
Yes.
Actually,
yes.
Prabhupada says that when he was sucking the poison and then the milk and then the blood and the life air, at the time Putana said, I never knew that your Supreme Lord Kamsa told me to come, please leave me. And Krishna kicked her. So kicking her means Krishna giving lotus feet to her. Krishna gave the lotus feet to Putana Mata. And then leave me. So Srila Prabhupada says that we don't catch Krishna, but once Krishna catches, he will not leave till he go back home. Yet Gatvana Nivartante Taddhama Parnamanoruch, coming back, going back. This I just remembered, I just thought I will tell Mataji.
Very nice. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you for your assistance. Thank you for your wonderful.
Your class was so fantastic, Mataji. So nice. And I'm really thankful to you for such a great deliverance.
No, Prabhu. It's just the words. Thank you so much. Anyone else has any comments? Any?
Dandavat Pranamal Guru to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. It's a wonderful class, Mataji. Thank you for that. Mataji, as you mentioned, like we need to offer durva grass and water to the Lord. But as I heard that Krishna likes Tulsi, then why didn't they mention about Tulsi, Mataji, here?
Yeah, thank you, Mataji. Mataji, it's been just mentioned about the durva grass, because this is also a very, very pure grass that has been used by the rishis, and even in yagyas, such grass is used. So yes, but the sense is that whatever we offer, patram pushpam phalam toyam, whatever we offer, it should be with bhakti, it should be with devotion, it should be with love. So I don't know exactly why they have not mentioned about tulsi, but I can tell you that this durva grass that is being mentioned is also the pure grass. So which can
Mataji, also, along with durva grass, we can add tulsi, because tulsi we add for every offering, no?
Yeah.
With that bhoga, add tulsi.
Yeah. Hope that helps, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji, thank you. So where do we get the durva grass, Mataji? Because I know it's in India, we get the dried.
Sometimes we do get here also, but definitely a dried form.
Is it the durva grass, which is that Ganpati, they put one grass, that not that grass, no?
No.
That is different, no?
That is different. This is normally used in yajnas, when we Pancharatrika Vidhi, at that time also. So even if you get a small durva grass, even the dried, just tie it up and put it under, the deities where you are putting Krishna deity, you can put it under his lotus feet.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Okay, anyone else has any? Yes, Darshini Mataji, please go ahead. So happy to see you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanvat Pranam, all for this Shishla Prabhupada. I hope your health is fine now, Mataji.
Doing much better, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Mataji, I remember two things during your katha. I also heard the same thing from Prabhuji in one Q&A session when Prabhuji was answering questions on chanting and, you know, shiksha and all of that. So thank you so much for refreshing my memory so that every time I sit to chant, I'll remember the same thing again and again. And also I remembered few things when, you mentioned that after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back as the Nimai Pand, as Bhavuk Nimai, after his initiation and when Mahaprabhu was giving instructions to his students, and students were thinking, what has happened to Mahaprabhu? Mm-hmm. What has happened to Mahaprabhu? He went, as a different person and came back as a different person. So I also connected it to sometimes when, our life before Krishna consciousness and after Krishna consciousness, the people around us also tell that, what has happened to this person? That person has gone completely mad. So I remembered one statement of Srila Prabhupada, because the first time I felt this, I heard this from a devotee. So I thought I'll just refresh that again. So what Srila Prabhupada would tell that is that, the whole world thinks that we are in Maya. And we think they are in Maya, but the difference is they are wrong and we are right. So, that was a very rubber stamp on me during the initial days of my Krishna conscious days. And I, felt really happy after knowing that. And in one more place where it was said that, Krishna gives Maya to everyone and he gives liberation from Maya. So I also remembered that I was listening to this few days before. A devotee was mentioning this, that, a devotee had asked His Holiness Radha Govind Swami Maharaj why Krishna has created Maya.
Mm.
So Maharaj replied, you're asking why Krishna created Maya? And, Krishna has created Maya for our benefit, for our comfort. And, Maharaj also gave an example of electricity. See, we have so much of resource for electricity, and the wires are also running through the poles. Now, if you purposely go and put your hand on the wire, it's your fault, not the creator's fault. So I just remember that using Maya to reach Krishna is a way in which we devotees prefer. And Maya generally, as seen by the world, is, just a place of material comfort. So seeing Yoga Maya point of view, we should also bow down to Maya and ask for her help, so that we can also serve Krishna in a better way. So thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Darshini Mataji, for sharing these beautiful realizations. Yes, very true. One sense, yes, as you said, that this Maya, we have to see, like Prabhupada normally gives this example. If there is a tree and a person is going and holding the tree and saying, leave me, leave me, leave me. Who is holding? Person is holding the tree or tree is holding a person? Right, so we have to understand in this way. And as you said, that this Maya is actually, she helps us. She helps us to remember Krishna more and more, to intensify our own bhajan. She is the one who is helping us, becoming an instrumental cause so that we can ultimate understand the ultimate cause. So very true, Mataji, that we have to surrender unto Krishna, thinking Krishna says, Devi Esha Gunamai, Mama Maya Duratya, Mamevai Prapadyante, Maya Metam Tarantite. That if somebody surrenders unto me, then this Maya cannot do anything. Rather, she will help. She'll become the medium for us to reach Krishna. So thank you for sharing his holiness, Radha Govind Swami Maharaj ki jai. And of course, your first realization was also awesome. That this is the change we see in our own selves also. Our life before Krishna consciousness and our life after Krishna consciousness. So thank you. That was a wonderful realization. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Dandavat pranam.
Dandavat pranam. Yes, Mataji. Go ahead. You can unmute yourself. Karapurvili, Mataji.
Krishna Mataji, Dandavat pranam. Hare Krishna, thank you, Mataji, for the enlightenment.
Mataji, I can't hear you.
Hello, Mataji, am I audible, Mataji?
Your voice is breaking, Mataji.
Hello?
Your voice is...
Mataji, am I audible?
Yes, Mataji, you are audible. Maybe you can turn.
Put off the video. Video put off.
Put off the video. Traveling, Mataji. That's the end. I want to have a double end to Durvaga. Okay. Mataji, is that Durva equivalent to the Durvaga?
Yeah, Durbagras, yes.
Darba is equivalent to Durva.
Yes, I hope so, Mataji, yes.
That grass, Mataji?
Yes.
Equivalent to Durva, am I audible?
Yes, Mataji, yes.
Mataji, am I audible?
Maybe you can type Mataji in the chat if possible. Yes, Sukhakar Prabhu, you have a question?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Actually, once when Srila Prabhupada, somebody went and told, I am in Krishna consciousness for 30 years. Sometimes I am in Maya. Srila Prabhupada said, you are always in Maya. Sometime you are thinking of Krishna. When you think you are in Maya, at that time you are thinking of Krishna. It just came in the mind. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. So thank you all so much. It's already. Yes. Go ahead, Mataji.
Hello. Am I audible, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji. Now you are.
I want to.
Again, it's breaking.
Hello, Mataji, am I audible?
Only this sentence.
Your health is all right, Mataji.
Yeah, my health is okay. Thank you so much, Mataji.
And then...
In bits and pieces...
I want to have clarify. Hello, Mataji.
Dhruvagra, Dharmagra, that's what he's asking.
Yeah, so I told that I think it's the same. It's
but she didn't hear your voice, I think.
So it's the same.
Yes. Darbanam. Okay, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you.
Okay.
Mataji,
go ahead.
I just want to ask something very basic. Actually, sometimes we also see that while chanting, for few seconds, you know, we feel that, you know, we belong to Radha Krishna and Radha Krishna belong to us. Then after that, I don't know, it's a very fake emotion kind of a feeling. And then again, that goes away for some time. Again, you have to remind ourselves to feel that. And then again, that goes away for some time. So how do you, like, you know, rise above your emotions and actually build that bond for Radha and Krishna?
That's what I was telling, that we have to be in the association of so-called devotees, you know, those devotees who have that emotions. But I do remember in one class, Sri Sachinandan Swami, His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj, was telling that sometimes when we feel that, yes, I belong to Krishna, but then emotion goes away and then we are simply mechanically chanting. So bring it back. So we have to bring our mind back onto the lotus feet of our divine couple, that I belong to you and you belong to me, that I-ness and mind with the Lord should always be there. And he was telling that the sincerity of a sadhaka is reflected how many times you bring back your mind. So he was telling that is our sincerity. How many times we are remembering that, okay, I'm off road, I have to bring back. I'm off road, I have to bring back. The moment we realize, that shows our sincerity, and Krishna is looking for that sincerity. That's what he told. So right now we may not be on that stage, but have faith in the process, have faith in the words of the acharyas, have faith in the words of our shastras, and the process will work. We just have to hold on to it.
But in one of the Adhikadhar Prabhu's class, I heard 2-3 weeks back, that we have to think of Vrindavan in Yamuna, they're having prasadam together. Then Brahma told Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam. Those things, if we come, then we will feel we are with Krishna. Like that he had told. I heard one lecture. I was not in the class, but I recorded.
Very true. Should happen, but artificial smaranam should not happen. If adhikar is not there, then whatever we will think will be superficial. So it has to happen on its own. Yes, our part endeavor.
But we can think, no, we can think of that, no, that particular thing. They're all having prasadam together and they're eating from Krishna's mouth, all those things. We can just think of that and then request that. We also got the reflection like that. We can beg to Krishna.
Our endeavor should be there while chanting, but at the same time, depending upon our adhikar, that smaranam will happen. Yes, Tanya.
About my Guru Maharaj, you were telling, I will tell you one instance. Our Guru Maharaj, Aptak Maharaj, when I was in Shaja Shamadesh, he gave his clothes for washing. Normally when you come sweaty, it begins stinking. But actually, Chandan smell was coming. I can tell that the pure devotees, Radhanath Maharaj and all, no, they have totally purified body, though they look like a normal body. So it was all smelling so nice. And one, Prabhu Mataji has joined 1 week back. I was the Yatra leader. So I told, they're offering every day mango to you. He said, when did they join? I said, Friday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And Friday, he came, Guru Maharaj. So they said 7 days. He said, no, only 6 days. Then the husband asked the wife, how many days? Wednesday, they didn't offer. So I don't know, he's sitting in my full stilling. I didn't get 7 days. One day I didn't get. So I don't know how, you know, they are able to spot out the small mistake.
Yes, very true. Thank you. Thank you.
And Radhanath Maharaj lectures every day. Listen, I find so much touching the heart. Really, I get so much takeaways. I asked my Guru Maharaj, he said, you can keep his photo because he's my brother. So Chacha also you can keep. I'm your father, he's your Chacha. Yes. I love Radhanath Maharaj so much. Really, he's really a pure soul, and his lectures are, even 2 hours, 3 hours, you know how it's going, it will give something back.
Very true. Very true. All Prabhupada devotees.
I love my Chacha so much.
Jai. Yes,
thank you, Mataji.
Tanya Mataji, you want to say something?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you for the beautiful class. I just want to ask that, can we think of Krishna's pastimes while chanting, or should we remember those separately after chanting?
What I thought, Tanya, I'll try to share that. And then also, you have to ask your Shiksha Guru or your Diksha Guru as per the instructions being given to you. But what I have heard is that during chanting, we should just focus on hearing the holy name. So we should not artificially try to jump into any kind, because that spurti of Leela should happen on its own accord. So right now, we should only try to hear the holy name. And as you said that Smaranam, yes, separately we should do it. Not while chanting, but separately sitting in front of Radha and Krishna, in front of Nitai Gauranga. Then we can think of some pastime which is very dear to us. And we can do that Smarana Leela. You know, Leela Smaran we can do. Like you also said that forcefully we can sit in one corner, not being disturbed by anybody, and then can do that Smaran Leela. Then that is the thing. But while chanting, it should happen. While chanting, we should just focus on Naam. If that helps.
Yes, Mataji, thank you.
Okay, so thank you all so much, dear devotees. Thank you for your wonderful association. So we will stop here now. And we'll see you all tomorrow with the next wonderful speaker on Chaitanya Bhagavat. And we'll continue with our Chaitanya Bhagavat tomorrow. So thank you once again. Vancha kalpate rupascha kripa ananta koti
vaishnava ki jai
Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam. Thank you, Kirti Devataji. Wonderful class.
Thank you. So Hare Krishna Mataji. Hare Krishna.
I'm ending the call.
Hare Krishna.